Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Everybody's doing it. Keep listening or join the big program at 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian want to update the audience on the state of the southern border. It's not an open border, not if Greg Abbott's got his say about it. Let's not forget, yesterday we discussed the fact that despite the fact there are federal inspections on the international border between Mexico and the United States, because a lot of goods flow on up, you know, things like vegetables, avocados, talked about a lot of that, car parts, a lot of goods cross that international border. But Greg Abbott, in his infinite wisdom, the governor of Texas and perhaps presidential wannabe Greg Abbott, you know, not to be outdone by Trump or Ron DeSantis. Well, hell, what was he doing? He put his, well, he called them illegal immigrants, and he put them on a bus and he sent them off to D.C. and put them on Joe Biden's doorstep, or more accurately, on Fox News broadcast doorstep, the D.C. Bureau, and apparently a second busload of immigrants, as I like to call them, arrived in D.C., this time a little closer to Capitol Hill.
Now it's up to a total of 80.
They've dumped 80 immigrants. But here is the other point. He closed down the international border. And once upon a time, I flew out to D.C. And I flew, often I prefer the aisle, but in this case, I flew in the window seat, like I got here in the studio. And the lady next to me seemed very nice, very talkative lady, seemed sort of upper crust, well-to-do, if you will, but sort of a southern belle. This woman told me, well, she's from Texas. And as fate would have it, her husband, I actually think she was sitting two to my left, but we were talking over her husband, who is a guy named Sid Miller. And Sid happened to be, and he's wearing a Texas cowboy hat style thing, and Sid happens to be the agricultural secretary of the state of Texas. And I know this because Sid gave me a golden boss card, kind of like the Trump coins. And I sat there during the course of part of the flight. I glanced over, and what's he doing? Well, he's deleting selfies of him and Trump. Like, he's got so many of them, he's picking out the best selfies of him and Trump. This guy, Sid Miller, is captured a few headlines in Texas on Fox News. Consider the source. Texas Agricultural Commissioner says Greg Abbott's misguided truck inspections won't fix the border problems. My guy, Sid Miller. Now, Sid Miller's got other history. If you look him up, go Google him. It's worth a Google. Sid also claimed some false story about immigrants shooting across the border. Apparently a hunting accident blamed on cross-border shootings. Probably the cartel. Or maybe someone in my hunting party shot each other. You know, sort of Cheney style.
Oh, my. If you have a picture of what a Texas politician looks like.
Sid Miller.
That's Sid Miller.
Look at
right
that.
There.
I mean, this guy's all hat, no cattle.
Oh, my. He's got a hat. He's got a gun pin. Dude, he's got a gun pin and a Lone Star pin.
Buddy, this guy was my seatmate all the way to D.C. for Donald Trump's inauguration.
I can smell the cologne from here.
Didn't overwhelm me with cologne. Sort of a bacon smell, if I recall.
Oh, I can see that.
You know, being the ag secretary and all. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's enhanced inspection of trucks entering the U.S. from Mexico in anticipation of a surge of illegal immigrants has prompted pushback both from the White House and a prominent Republican official in his state. Here's the quote from Sid Miller. This misguided policy will have little or no impact on the invasion on our southern border caused by the inaction of the Biden administration. That's how you know he's a good Republican. Got to cast a little shade at, you know, let's go, Brandon. Throw one of those in for good measure. Texas Commissioner of Agriculture Sid Miller wrote to Abbott on Tuesday. Instead, this policy will hurt Texas and American consumers by driving up already skyrocketing food prices, worsening ongoing supply chain disruptions, causing massive produce shortages, and saddling Texas and American companies with untold losses. But you're going to make CJ so proud. A little bit more here from the reporting at the Foxy News. Last week, Abbott directed the Texas Department of Public Safety to carry out enhanced safety inspections of vehicles that pass through the ports of entry, citing cartels that smuggle illicit contraband and people across our southern border. Now, Abbott is anticipating an uptick in smuggling when the Biden administration ceases expelling migrants via Title 42 public health order. And Miller explained in his letter that he believes Abbott's policy will force Texans to pay $2 for a lime and $5 for an avocado. Man, how are you going to have your guac, a couple of Coronas, and stick a lime in the top?
You're going to have to put some gold in it, or at least some gold flakings, just to go and, you know, even it out.
He also says it will cause produce shelves to become empty. Your inspection protocol is not stopping illegal immigration. It is stopping food from getting to grocery store shelves, and in many cases, causing food to rot in trucks, many of which are owned by Texas and other American companies. It's simply political theater, and the people of Texas deserve better. Now, you should know something about political theater, said Miller. But anyways, you know, even twice a day, a broken clock is right.
You know that guy with the hat and the finger guns? He sounds like he's got a point there. And I made this point yesterday. Have they found anybody? Have they gotten anything? Have they caught anything that the feds missed?
Well,
because if not, then it's just a bunch of crap.
Well, we've got a little sound. That's not how Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, would describe it. Quickly, while there's time, cut number 20. Is he continuing the policy? I don't know. Cut 20.
The bridge from Nuevo León and Texas will return to normal, effective immediately, right now.
Right now. Do it now. A little bit more from Greg Abbott, wannabe President Greg Abbott from Texas. Cut 21.
The ultimate way to end the clogged border is for President Biden to do his job and to secure the border.
What about the immigrants that he's shipping off one busload at a time to D.C. and Fox News headquarters? Apparently cut 23.
If they're not going to come to the border, I'm going to take the border to them in Washington, D.C. They experienced early this morning exactly what communities in Texas experience every single day.
Okay. I don't know if D.C. could possibly assimilate 40 more immigrants. One more from Greg Abbott. Texas, well, they got their own plan. Cut 24.
The true fix for the clogged borders begins with the White House. President Biden must assert the national security priority that comes with being the commander-in-chief of the United States. Until then, Texas will use its own strategies to secure the border.
Yeehaw! He's got some strategies. Many, many strategies. Political theater is Sid Miller, my flying mate on Southwest. You know who had middle seat on that very flight? I think I've told you this before. Now Congressman Scott Fitzgerald. No one. He had a
board. No one in that row had fun.
Southwest, you know, they do it A, B, C, D. He was like D. About the last guy on the plane. And lots of young aides, lots of young staffers going out to D.C. for the inauguration, the big party. No one gave up a seat to future Congressman Scott Fitzgerald. They were right not to do so. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is next.
Get impeached.
Everybody's doing it.
Hell yeah, I would.
I wasn't talking to you.